This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Residents of the Bahamas are bracing for the impact of Hurricane Dorian, which is snaking its way westward towards the U.S. mainland. Dorian is reported to be moving west at about 13 kilometers per hour with maximum sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour. It is expected to stay on its current track for the next day or two and then turn slightly to the northwest. On Saturday, Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minnis warned his citizens to be ready for huge storm surges.
This surge would not be a one-time surge. It would be repeated surges coming to your shores and at your homes.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis Saturday warned residents that they should remain prepared even if the storm turns north.
So Floridians on the East Coast need to be prepared. If you have a plan, stick to your plan. If you haven't made preparations, please do so. We need to remain vigilant. We are not, certainly those communities are not outside of the cone.
The National Hurricane Center is warning that Dorian could produce as much as 30 centimeters of rain along the southeastern U.S. coast and could cause life-threatening flash floods. At least 10 people were killed when a suicide bomber set off his device in Kunduz, Afghanistan, where Afghan forces had gathered to repel a Taliban attack. Afghan officials say the dead include both soldiers and civilians. The bombing came shortly after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said government forces had repelled a coordinated Taliban attack on Kunduz, which is near the Tajik border. That attack started early Saturday morning and set off gun battles and airstrikes throughout the day. The attacks came as U.S. and Taliban negotiators continue a ninth round of talks in Doha. This is VOA News. At least 5 people were killed and 21 injured in a mass shooting in the area near Midland and Odessa, Texas, Saturday. The Odessa police chief, Michael Garrick, said that the suspected shooter, a white male in his 30s, was shot and killed by police at a movie theater complex in Odessa. Police in Odessa had previously believed that there might be 2 gunmen in separate vehicles. However, Chief Gerka said that authorities believe now there was only 1 shooter. News reports say the incident started at a traffic stop and at least 3 police officers are reported among the injured. The incident comes less than 1 month after 22 people, most of them Hispanic, were shot and killed at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. U.S. consumers can expect to take a hit from President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs on Chinese imports, which take effect in just a few hours, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Until now, the war has mainly been an abstraction for American consumers, with tariffs mostly imposed on industrial goods and the president insisting Beijing was paying the price.
China is eating the tariffs.
Starting Sunday, the U.S. will start collecting tariffs on nearly 70% of consumer goods Americans buy from China, from TVs to diapers to dairy products.
Hello, sir. How are you?
At places like Great Wall Hardware in San Francisco.
It's really the customer that suffers.
Owner Albert Chow says he'll hold off as long as he can, but will eventually have to raise prices since he's paying more for Chinese imports. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges early Sunday in Hong Kong. Earlier on Saturday, police had fired blue-colored water from water cannon as well as tear gas in a standoff with protesters outside government headquarters. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the 5th anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then coloured water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres arrived in Goma of the Democratic Republic of Congo on what he called a solidarity visit with the Congolese people amidst the fight against the latest outbreak of Ebola. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dang, all the hits and more.